The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Facebook, Amazon, Netflix, Google. What makes them industry giants? Get ready to take a peek inside and learn their secrets of success. This is Silicon Valley Insider, the show that demystifies the Valley and helps to elevate your business to the next level. Now, your hosts for Silicon Valley Insider, Keith Koo and Jonathan Ziegler.
Welcome to Silicon Valley Insider. I am your host, Keith Koo, and today I'm joined by special guest Brian Regan, Chief Marketing Officer of Silicon Valley Unicorn Actifio. Welcome, Brian.
Thank you, Keith.
So for this week's tech news, it was Winston Churchill who first said, never let a good crisis go to waste. And certainly this week, we've been on top of a lot of crises. The report we had last week was that Atlanta was struck with a ransomware, and this is Atlanta, Georgia, in which the city is actually shut down. And 9 days later, the city is still shut down from this ransomware attack, the Samsung attack. And with that, this means that in some cases, they're going back to pen and paper to do transactions. They've not been able to do payroll. They've not been able to do anything that the city requires a system for. And one of the city councilmen actually said that they lost 16 years of data. And this is just important for people to realize that to take their security seriously, whether it's a company or an individual or a city, that they have to really be on top of everything going on and having the right type of security partners to keep them safe. Also, in terms of crises, Facebook just announced that they believe over 2 billion people, so almost their entire platform, did have their personal information scraped from what's called a third-party developer. And a third-party developer is, in essence, not Facebook directly, but one of the apps that Facebook partners with. Facebook also announced that they're going to really close down the ability for third-party developers to get that information. But if we compare this to a banking regulation where we are very, very controlling of what we call third parties, this would never have been allowed. Yet this is something that was built into Facebook's platform. And why this is important is that Facebook just a few weeks ago said they only thought 270,000 people were affected. So 2 billion is a far cry from 270,000. And further fallout from that is that Facebook, in saying that they're going to shut down the third-party developer app platform, it's causing a lot of other companies to reel or lose market value because people just don't realize how connected they are. Axiom, another data analytics company, their stock dropped 20% when people realized how much they rely on Facebook for their data. And finally, a bit of good news is even though Under Armour just announced that they had a 150 million user breach, they actually took the right measures and they're getting accolades for handling that incident in the right way. The only downside to that is if the European regulation was enacted, GDPR, they still wouldn't have been able to be in compliance with that. So I wanted to discuss more about Brian and Actifio. Brian is currently the Chief Marketing Officer of Actifio. He's an industry veteran with many different types of strategic roles in the Valley. You've run consulting practices. You were the CTO of the resiliency division of IBM. What brought you to Actifio?
I was a customer of Actifio and recognized that the company itself could be the next VMware. It was that disruptive and that transformational. And it felt like this was a really interesting place to spend a few years and really get to know customers from the vendor side again.
Actifio is an interesting story, especially, and thank you for being in the studio. A couple weeks back, we had heard a lot about Facebook and Cambridge Analytica, and that led into this resurgence of a topic we covered 6 months ago, which is data privacy. And although Actifio does a lot more than data privacy, the data privacy discussion, whether it was Facebook, the Equifax breach, Yahoo, or Uber, it keeps going back to this need for better and better protection. And we see that because the European Union has the GDPR, or the General Data Protection Regulation of the EU. And we've talked about that too. Just as a reminder, it goes into enforcement globally on May 25th, 2018. So I thought it'd just be great to start off with what Actifio is doing with GDPR.
Right. So one of the things that we have recognized actually from the very beginning of the company is that one of the problems people have when it comes to data management is over the years they've made so many copies of their production data that it becomes harder and harder to find where all of these copies are. And obviously there are implications for storage consumption, operating inefficiencies and the like. Fast forward to today when GDPR is now, impending, and data privacy is a core component of what GDPR is. If I can't find where customer X's information is because it's spread out over 30 different systems and 30 different copies, and I have to regulate the ability to forget the customer X, I'm going to have a real problem, and it's going to result in material fines, basically. So one of the big areas that Actifio can actually help these organizations is to reduce the surface area of copies through virtualization. And as a result, with getting to more single instancing of these copies for non-production purposes, we have an easier time finding that information and then being able to, whether it's forget or whether it's modify or obfuscate that information, really comply with the data side of the privacy discussion when it comes to GDPR.
Thanks, Brian. I mean, that is a very good overview of how Actifio is handling this. And so our listener base is interesting. We have small, medium business owners. We have corporate executives. And what we just talked about might not be in the forefront of their minds just because they're not very close to the technology side or their IT side of the business. So this is where sometimes not knowing the secret sauce can be a problem, because this is common in almost any company, in a modern company that has IT systems that are running their day-to-day operations. It's very common to have multiple copies of data and losing the ability to control that data. In our consulting practice, Guardian Insight Group, we have clients on both the vendor side and the customer side, and we consult on both ends. And so had a meeting today where a company, a very well-known technology company who we won't mention, is not done anything yet on GDPR, and now we have less than a month, or about a month and a half left, I should say. So with that, what would be a foundational step to consider a GDPR implementation?
Well, certainly meeting with experts like your organization is a great first step, because there's a lot to GDPR that is people and process oriented as much as it is about technology. Down to being able to hire a privacy officer. I mean, so there are truly, elements of compliance with GDPR that extend well beyond technology. However, good data hygiene and good data management is going to be a key cornerstone to both GDPR today and whatever the next EU or major data-related regulation that comes down the pike tomorrow.
Thank you. We talk about this a lot, that GDPR is a European regulation, and a lot of companies, especially outside the jurisdiction, they believe the jurisdiction of the EU, think that they're going to be fine. And the way the regulation was written is that it's actually the European Union citizen. So even in the Equifax breach, a European Union citizen applies for a mortgage or a credit card in the United States. Theoretically, they're within the reach of the regulation. But if Equifax isn't operating in the EU, then maybe they would get away with kind of blowing it off. So thanks again for the intro to Actifio and what you're doing at GDPR. In our next segment, we will dive in more deeply to what Actifio is about. Just a couple of reminders. I will be speaking at the Tech Code Startup Contest in a couple of Fridays, as well as the 2018 San Jose Smart City Conference. And looking forward to seeing you there. If you have any questions on what Brian and I have been discussing around GDPR, data management, or have ideas for the show, you can email us at info@svin.biz, and we'll be right back with Brian Regan of Actifio. Thanks.
For questions or comments on today's program, call 1-888- 888-828-7846. That's 888-828-SVIN. Now, back to Silicon Valley Insider. Once again, your host, Keith Koo.
Welcome back to Silicon Valley Insider. I'm your host, Keith Koo. Today, I'm joined by special guest Brian Regan, Chief Marketing Officer of Silicon Valley Unicorn, Actifio. Thanks, Brian.
Thanks, Keith.
So with that sound is our weekly email question, and it's very timely. I think because of the Facebook Cambridge Analytica fiasco and with GDPR coming up, General Data Protection of the EU, in May, there was a question about what more specifically are the things that companies need to think about in terms of GDPR. So there's different aspects, and again, this is for the European Union, but I expect that this will also be applicable in the United States in the next 12 to 18 months. Would you agree, Brian?
Absolutely. I think Facebook has pretty much made that a mandatory part of the discussion.
Right, right. So the things that are requirements under GDPR for companies that are operating with European Union citizens, and again, think about this in terms of how it's going to come to the U.S., companies have to have timely breach notifications when their data gets accessed. Individuals basically have like a bill of rights for their data, and they have the right to be forgotten. They have the right to have their data be portable, which means they can bring it to where they want and have control over it. And this is interesting because last week, a couple weeks back actually, we had Eric Lee of Hub doing a blockchain specifically for this purpose. You have to put privacy as one of your design elements in your technology solution. And as Brian, you just mentioned in the first segment, you really need to consider having a data protection officer, somebody who understands the regulations of your jurisdiction. So thanks again for those questions. If you have a question of the week, just email us at info@svin.biz. So Brian, thanks again for being in the studio. It seems like we always have timely topics. We talked a lot about GDPR in the first segment, but what are some of the other things that Actifio is about?
So, under the broad heading of data management, there are really three key areas right now where our customers are taking advantage of Actifio, and they're not mutually exclusive. Historically, people have come to Actifio when they're looking to modernize their backup and recovery solutions or disaster recovery solutions. And that remains a very strong part of our business. Second is companies really are looking to accelerate getting data to the developers and testers who are moving their next-gen apps forward. That's such a quagmire and such a bottleneck in most organizations. They want to use Actifio to virtualize that data and be able to clone and move that data faster through the software development lifecycle. That's a key area, and that was 50% of our business last year. And then third, and increasingly, is people are starting to look at cloud as an extension of their infrastructure or a wholesale replacement of their infrastructure. And so being able to flex into cloud in a very efficient and safe manner, or be able to wholesale move apps into the cloud but not lose all of the security and availability capabilities that they've had on-prem for years and that aren't necessarily available in the cloud as standard offerings.
I'm really glad you brought that up. In one of our earlier episodes, we had talked about is moving to the cloud safer. And this was really when people think about moving to the cloud safer, there's white papers, there's use cases about what cloud is supposed to do, which is of the belief that cloud will cut your operating expenses. But people often, as they rush to the cloud, don't think about what you just said, all the security aspects of it, how do you keep your data safe especially. And then the soft costs, what are the people costs in training those people in order to be able to move to the cloud, which is planning and architecting out exactly the steps it takes. And this is where a lot of companies get it wrong. There was an article probably now a year and a half ago. So I can say that it was Groupon. Groupon actually had a famous case where they spent about 18 months getting to AWS, Amazon Web Services, and then they spent 18 months getting off of it because they didn't understand the architecture, and this was written about. So Back to what you just said with Actifio, how would a customer then think about it when they're engaging with you?
So we recently did some work for a worldwide entertainment company, and they went wholesale into AWS primarily because it was a CEO mandate. And they really had to do unnatural acts first to get, you know, very large Oracle systems to run effectively inside of AWS. One of the things that they said to us was, you know, AWS uses terms like snapshots, and AWS has regions, and there is an implied value proposition of resiliency and availability that you get with those. However, the snapshots aren't like storage snapshots, and the regions, when you cross boundaries, you have to end up doing full copies, which ends up creating very significant infrastructure consumption. So what they said to us was Actifio actually brought all of those sort of on-prem enterprise resiliency capabilities, true snapshotting, true cloning, and virtual copies, so, you know, less infrastructure costs, into their Amazon Cloud environment, so they could actually get back to where they were from a, you know, essentially a resiliency posture inside of AWS at this point.
Right. I think that's one piece that often gets missed is you're talking about the snapshotting, which is basically taking copies of your data for different use cases. One of the companies that I've been very close to, we once had, I think, at one point, 11 copies of our Oracle database because you have different groups of stakeholders within the company that want to use that data for different reasons, but nobody wants to actually affect the production data. And so that's where I think that infrastructure cost you mentioned is why people think by default that moving to cloud is cheaper. But again, we joked about this in you came from the consulting world. We joked about this in outsourcing that if you have a problem, you've outsourced it without really thinking about it. You just outsourced your problem.
Right.
It's no different with this too. If you think that cloud is going to save you money because you spent all this money in infrastructure, but you have no idea how you're using it, you're going to create the same problem. But you're saying that with Actifio's core technology, you don't have to worry about that because your software is already taking that into account.
Exactly. I think the phrase that I've heard for years, particularly in the outsourcing context, is your mess for less. And it applies equally to cloud. And ultimately, you know, it is going to cost you maybe not necessarily an OpEx in year one, but it's going to cost you in service levels. You know, take an AWS snapshot, for example, that's stored in S3. And so when you have to rehydrate that back into its full copy for the developer, tester, or recovery, or what have you, that takes time. And so, you know, when you think of a traditional storage snapshot, it's instant. When you think of an Amazon snapshot, it's not. So those, you know, are subtle factors. You said it at the top of the show, which is, the details are really important because that's what, you know, really is going to dictate your service level delivery. Whether it's in your data center or in the Amazon data center, you still have service levels to your end users that you have to satisfy.
Right. And I think that, again, goes back to, you said it, one of your customers, it was a mandate by the top executive that they must move to cloud. And whether that individual really knew or didn't know, it was just something that they used as a catalyst for change. And when we talk about the risk approach we take, the most important thing before jumping into any technology, and we've talked about it before, we believe in process before technology, but we believe in planning before process. And so that was the point you were just making, that ordinarily, people kind of just jump into things. It's just human nature, especially in the technology world. You really need to understand why you are engaging in cloud in the first place, and what technologies are available to help you get there. If you have sprawl and you have all these snapshots that you're just mentioning, you should really be thinking about, do I first need to have all that to begin with? So don't go away. We want to dive more into what limitations there are, why people are reluctant to jump into this technology. So again, you're listening to Keith Koo, and I have special guest Brian Regan, who's the Chief Marketing Officer of Actifio. And if you have any questions or comments, you can email us at info@svin.biz. And we'll be right back.
For questions or comments on today's program, call 1-888-828-7846. That's 888-828-SVIN. Now, back to Silicon Valley Insider Once again, your host, Keith Koo.
Welcome back to Silicon Valley Insider with Keith Koo. I'm joined today by the Chief Marketing Officer of Silicon Valley Unicorn Actifio, Brian Regan. Thanks, Brian.
Thank you.
So for today's Cyber Tip of the Week, I want to talk about strong passwords. Today's whole theme of the show has been around data privacy, data protection, how companies like Actifio have that as part of their portfolio. But really, what can you do to keep your password safe? I think people think of passwords as something that is just kind of a nag or something they just have to do. But hackers have got better at really figuring things out. So here are some tips. One, make your passwords very long. And when I mean long, 20 characters, if it's allowed, is not too long. Don't use common phrases. So I think hackers have really gotten to the human psyche, and they will know if even if you're using something like a Bible verse, for instance, they'll figure that out. Test your password. There are passwords out there. There's sites out there where you can actually test the strength of your password and see if it's any good. Never reuse a password. And, I mean, you might want to consider using a password manager. There are several different companies out there that will manage all your passwords for you. And, again, I think if you're hearing about Facebook, you're hearing about Equifax, you're hearing about Yahoo, it's just a good time to think about how do you keep yourself safe. There's just these proactive measures you should be doing. So, Brian, today's show has been good in that we've been talking about privacy. We've been talking about data protection, how the EU has a GDPR coming and it's less than a month and a half away. Actifio has such a wide portfolio. You had talked about this off microphone about the concept of resiliency and security coming together. I really like that. Let's talk more about that.
Absolutely. So, you know, and actually, Gartner will be tracking essentially a segment because they've recognized that, you know, cybersecurity, which has historically been about keeping the bad guys out, and disaster recovery, which has been historically about getting the business back on, you know, online in the midst of a threat or an outage. Those two worlds have to come together. You know, one, because cyber risks are far greater than an earthquake or a tornado potentially having an impact in your data center. And two, keeping the bad guys out is sort of a fallacy because the bad guys are in. And
right.
Really, so now, assuming they're in and assuming there's, you know, N number of ransomware attacks a day or every hour now, how do I roll back the clock and get my business back online without having to pay the ransom and really, you know, resume business operations, what has traditionally been a disaster recovery or business continuity role?
Yeah, it's very common. So I spent a lot of time in both technology and financial services where I learned a lot about business resiliency, incident management, which people don't realize is actually in banking regulated. I mean, there are regulators who say this is how you have to announce your incidents. I mean, you can imagine now with Facebook not being necessarily a regulated company in the way you think about, that they're being called to Capitol Hill. They were called to the EU, whether or not, you know, they ultimately testify. This is an unknown territory for many non-regulated companies, but we've been talking about it for months that it will become regulated because people's data and privacy are too important.
Right.
So you just touched about this. Cyber risk is far more common than a natural disaster. And people should just really expect, and Robert Mueller had said this when he was director of the FBI, there's companies that have been breached and companies that will be breached. So given that, and to the comment you're saying that resiliency and cybersecurity have to come together, how can Actifio help there?
So one of the interesting intersection points we've been seeing inside of our customers is, and what they've been saying to us is, they need to start baking security and resiliency into the software development lifecycle, really move upstream, you know, or shift left, basically. So, you know, it needs to become, you know, baked in at the very design stage of an application. And applications have historically been hindered, application development has been hindered by, particularly as the data sets grow larger, what do? We make compromises, we subset our data, we provision data infrequently, so the developers are actually working in a compromised environment. And therefore, the integrity or fidelity of that data set when it gets to production is different. And so how do you bake resiliency in if you're not even working on a real copy of the production infrastructure, production data? Actifio can solve that problem. And we can collapse what are historically hours or days worth of provisioning time down to minutes and do it on as frequent basis as developers need. We have a large bank that is actually managing over 6,000 Oracle applications using Actifio today with a 15-minute service level for provisioning, and that used to take months. One, faster access to data, and then two, that ability to roll back the clock. We actually did an interesting demo online after the WannaCry ransomware infection came out. Or was announced, where we actually got the WannaCry rootkit. We created a little sandbox environment and demonstrated an infected server and then Actifio rolling the clock back to pre-infection and then resuming the operation from that server. So, faster access to data, faster access to recovery points from history. Those are two key areas where we can help.
We had a show. We talked about WannaCry, and we had some cybersecurity firms discussing about it. So the question I would have for that is you can roll back to the point before the infection, which is great. How do you actually know it was before the point of infection?
And that's another key capability that Actifio can deliver for you. Because we keep as many points in time in history as the service level dictates, you might think it was yesterday at 3 a.m. and therefore you roll back to 3 a.m. and then you realize, oh, that was post-infection. So the ability to actually parallelize the testing of the different points in time is something that Actifio can enable as well.
Okay. And then a question which might be outside of Actifio's realm is if the infection is dormant in memory, can Actifio do anything about that?
No, we wouldn't see it in that case.
Okay.
And it's it definitely, that's where Actifio could, together with third party products that really take care of the prevention and or detection, becomes a really key enabler.
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, we talk about this a lot, and that's why I want to make sure that the executive listening to the show, there is no magic bullet. There are definitely good solutions. Actifio is a great solution. And really, when we talk about all these firms that we work with, is that you have to really know what your requirements are, what you have and what you don't have. When we talk about the security aspect, Actifio layered with malware detection, threat intelligence, Neutron, who's been on our show a couple of times, where they actually locked down all Windows APIs by policy. This is where it's a multi-pronged defense, but together it's much better than what has been done for the last 20 to 30 years.
Absolutely. And we actually, for that WannaCry demo, we partnered with a company called Digital Immunity, which is a Boston-based startup that is in Qtel-backed and very much in that detection and prevention business. Because, again, to your point, no one company can solve it all.
Right. That's great. So what's kind of on the horizon for Actifio in the development cycle? I mean, you've talked about resiliency, you've talked about agility, we talked about cloud in the last segment.
Yep.
What else is coming out for Actifio?
So this in August of this past year, we released our eighth major software update, and cloud was a really the cornerstone of that release. And actually, multi-cloud was a big kind of theme inside of that. We're hearing more and more from customers that they're really looking to exploit multiple clouds, really based on either workload, PaaS capabilities, differing PaaS capabilities. So Google has great analytics, so I might use Google for that, but I have a big Exchange environment, so I'm going to use Azure for that. And I think I'm also hearing from IT leadership that multi-cloud is a hedge, in much the same way that we used multiple sourcing for different elements in traditional IT. Multi-cloud is a way not to get locked into, any one potential cloud vendor. So we're going to continue with our 9.0 release that's coming out a little later this year. Certainly that multi-cloud theme, more deep integration into the stacks of the different clouds, enabling cloud-to-cloud portability. We have some of that that today, but deeper cloud-to-cloud portability. So I have a native AMI running inside of AWS, but I want to run it in Azure. Let's just go right from point A to point B. We can do that at the data layer today. We're going to be able to do that at the VM layer tomorrow. And then the next big frontier that we see down the road is certainly, you know, we're talking a lot about resiliency, and that's always going to be a key part of our business and protecting people's data, the most critical asset in the business. But more and more we're hearing companies say to us, you know, as I've used Actifio to spin up data really quickly for these different use cases, the next one I want to do that for is analytics. And if you think about machine learning, for example, being able to spin up a full data set, throw models at it, get your results, your conclusions, and then tear down that environment, that data environment, is a really powerful thing. So we've talked about DevOps in the past. I think this MLOps is sort of the next frontier for people to start taking advantage of the instant data access that Actifio brings.
That's a really good roadmap. I would think, especially with the amount of development going into cloud, that the multi-cloud aspiration is a good one to have. So what are the challenges in terms of Actifio's developing that? What would customers need to think about to be prepared for it?
So I think part of it, and I loved your, you know, planning before process and process before before actual execution. I think part of it is just understanding where the workloads are natural fits in terms of the clouds. You know, there are increasingly, actually a lot of the clouds seem to be powered by VMware. And so if I have a native VMware-based estate, I have actually a choice of clouds today, and I can actually potentially arbitrage across the clouds just from a pure costing standpoint. And I have sort of innate portability because it's all VMware-based. As soon as I have to move or cross the threshold into something that's non-VMware-based, whether that's Google, whether that's Amazon, whether that's Azure, then I need to start planning, is it a real fit for the workload? And or do I even need it in the cloud? Should I keep it on-prem? The gentleman from the entertainment industry that I talked about earlier, he admitted that if he had it to do over again, he would not move Oracle to the cloud. It just was it was unnatural acts.
Well, let's hold that thought. Thanks a lot, Brian, for the deep dive into Actifio and what you guys are doing, what's next on the horizon. You're listening to Silicon Valley Insider with Keith Koo. I'm joined today by Brian Regan, Chief Marketing Officer of Actifio. And again, if you have questions or comments, if you have show ideas or you want to be a guest on the show, email us at info@svin.biz, and we'll be right back.
For questions or comments on today's program, call 1-888-828-7846. That's 888-828-SVIN. Now, back to Silicon Valley Insider. Once again, your host, Keith Koo.
And we're back. You're listening to Silicon Valley Insider. I'm your host, Keith Koo. Today, I'm joined by Chief Marketing Officer of Silicon Valley Unicorn Actifio, Brian Regan. Thanks, Brian.
Thank you.
So today's show has been all about where Actifio is going with their technology and how they support companies in data management, business resiliency, agility, and then also helping them into the cloud. And this has all been the backdrop of what's been in the news the last few weeks, which is yet another what people thought was a data breach. It actually wasn't a breach. What happened with Facebook was actually something built into their platform. And Brian, you'd mentioned in our last segment about PaaS, platform as a service, and I thought it'd be a good time to just go back into the definitions. There's software as a service, there's platform as a service. There's a really good meme that's been out there for years that people should basically Google called pizza as a service, which explains the differences between all these as a service. But I think the one thing that people really need to keep in mind is that when we look at this from business operations, risk management, you think about going to cloud for a couple reasons. What most people think about is cutting cost. We talk about how if you do it properly, you can develop faster, you can enter markets faster, it's more secure. But now let's go back to what people originally thought, which is cutting cost. With the solution Actifio brings, how are people actually saving money, hard and soft?
Absolutely. So, you know, as a company, we were born in 2009, so literally in the shadow of the worst economic crisis that, you know, the country and actually the world had really faced in, you know, probably since the Great Depression. That's a tough time to build a company, but it's a great time to build a company because if you can't save money, if you can't walk into an enterprise and help them take costs out, you really don't have a winning value proposition. We crossed the 3,000 customer threshold last year, you know, enterprises in 37 countries. And so we have a track record of taking costs out. It really comes down to, as we talked about in one of the earlier segments, people make a lot of copies of data, and they spread them around the enterprise. And when they make copies, one, they tend to use a lot of different tools to do that. And they're making them for all the right reasons, for backup and recovery and for database consistency and all these wonderful and analytics. And yet, one, they have tool sprawl. They're making copies with all these different techniques. And then two, they have infrastructure sprawl to support all of these copies. It is very common for us to walk into an enterprise of a medium size even and find 15, 20 copies of production data spread around for backup, recovery, DR, analytics, all test and development purposes. So number one is just a pure consolidation play, just like VMware did in their play number one, which was let's consolidate all this underutilized compute. Actifio can come in and virtualize all that over-provisioned storage, give you some storage back and, you know, cut your storage growth. And then two, really start to consolidate all the tools that you're using. You know, you might have, again, very common for us to walk into an enterprise and find 3, 5, 7 different tools in place making those copies. Backup is a notorious area of tool proliferation because I had a legacy backup product and then I started to virtualize and so I got a different backup product because it was better at the virtualization piece. And then I also have a host-based replication to do my log shipping for my database. And unbeknownst to me, my DBAs are also making database dumps on a nightly basis, and I'm sweeping those up in file system backup. So backup is notorious for just over-engineered and as a result, very costly. We can take all of those costs out, deliver a better service level, really start to deliver. What we routinely find is really cash flow break even within 12 months and over a 3 to 5 year life cycle, at least 50% savings.
Yeah, what you just said makes a lot of sense. It's funny because we talk to companies all the time and even companies who want to dive headfirst in the cloud but are smart enough that they need a plan. The usual hangups are what you just said. There is the sprawl of data. There's the backup problem. And additionally, it's not understanding what it takes to recompile your programs into the cloud you want to go to. And again, you said this in the last segment. There are actually the way that platforms as a service such as Google, such as Azure or AWS, they are not like Coke and Pepsi. They are actually a lot more different than that. And so what Actifio is going to bring is once you go through that planning process, the process and design, adopting something like Actifio is going to help you standardize those things you have never standardized before. And now you're going to the cloud. You don't have to worry about the same type of sprawl. Because I'll tell you this, without a solution like Actifio, if you went to the cloud with the same business practices you had before, you're just going to have even further sprawl. Because as your engineers think that they can self-provision instantaneously, the problem will just proliferate.
Absolutely. I mean, look what happened with VMware. It became so easy to spin up a virtual machine. Now it's, you know, very common to walk into a mid to large size enterprise and find thousands of VMs out there, half of which are not even used.
Yeah, and I'll end with that same topic with the VMware, with Citrix, is that with the Chipocalypse, the Meltdown and Spectre flaws, there's already embedded security issues with the virtual CPU. So that in itself is still a complicated issue. And with that, also a reminder that you need to do a risk assessment. If you don't know where to get started, that's where our company comes in, Guardian Insight Group. You can email us at info@svn.biz. So, Brian, it's been a pleasure having you in studio. I really look forward to hearing what Actifio is going to be doing in the near future.
Keith, it's been a pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Thanks again. And again, if you have any questions or comments about the show, feel free to email us at info@svn.biz, and we'll catch you next week. Thanks.
You've been listening to Silicon Valley Insider with Keith Koo. For questions or comments on today's program or to schedule a complimentary consultation with Keith about your business, call 1-888-828-SVIN. That's 1-888-828-7846. 888-828-SVIN.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.